The Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Rico Marcelli and his band open the show with Some of These Days. Wrap it up, Rico. Taking an hour or so today to polish your car and make it sparkle and shine like new. With Johnson's new auto polish and cleaner, you can do a grand job without wearing yourself out. This remarkable auto cleaner works on a new principle. It's a creamy white liquid that dries quickly to a powder. When you wipe off the powder, along comes all the dirt and road film. Johnson's auto cleaner and polish cleans and polishes in one simple operation. It contains no harsh abrasives to injure the car finish. It takes away the dirt only, leaving the car shining like new. Your dealer sells Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish in the attractive yellow can. Get some right away. Spend an hour or two on your car, and you'll have one of the best-looking automobiles in the neighborhood. Well, there's great excitement in Wistful Vista tonight. Capper and Shill's colossal combined carnival has come to town, and the whole populace is out to have a good time, including, of course, those two representative citizens, Fibber McGee and Molly.
It's real exciting, isn't it, McGee?
Oh, I don't know. Not for me, Molly. I've spent hundreds of dollars going to carnivals in my day.
McGee, you were 26 years old before you even knew there was a front entrance to the tent.
Oh, now, Molly, don't... Please.
Hurry, 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 folks! Don't waste time. It'll take all day to see the entire collection of these modern wonders and medieval monstrosities gathered from the four corners of the earth. This aggregation is played before the crowned heads of Europe.
Oh, yeah?
Quiet, McGee. Let Europe have the crowned head.
As I was saying, folks...
Excuse me, Bud.
Yes, sir, what is it?
Where's the boss's tent?
Third on the left, buddy, but take my advice. If it's a touch, don't make it. If it's a job, don't ask for it. And if it's a free pass, try and get it.
Yes, sir, folks, you'll have to hurry. On the left, we have Bono Ribble, the human skeleton. On the right, we have...
McGee... What do you want the boss's tent for?
You wait and see, Molly. There's no sense in paying out good dough to see these things if we can get in free. Maybe I can get me a job carrying water for the elephants.
Hmm. And at home, you won't even fill the goldfish bowl. Besides, they haven't any elephants.
Oh, that's right. They're all down in Cleveland this weekend. Right in here, Molly. Watch the tent pole, Molly.
Oh, dear.
Hiya, buddy. You the boss here?
Yes, yes. What can I do for you, my little lollipop?
You hear that, McGee? He took you for a sucker right away.
Listen, Bud.
Shill is the name, my friend. Ambrose Q. Shill, proprietor of the Capper and Shill Combined Carnival. Something tells me you want one of three things. Somebody stole your watch? You want to see the show free? Or you're serving a subpoena? I hope I'm wrong.
Listen, Bud, I'm Fibber McGee.
Yes, the McGees. Old Southern family, I believe. How are you, Colonel? And this, I suppose, is Mrs. McGee. Charming woman, charming.
Oh, now, Mr. Shill, please.
Listen, Bud, I was talking to the mayor this morning, and he says to me, he says, listen, Mac, he says, he always calls me Mac. Listen, Mac, he says, how about you going over and inspecting this here carnival that's in town? And I says, okay, Hank, I says, his name is Hank. And he says, if everything is okay, you report back to me and we'll let this show stay here just
as
long.
Yes, yes, exactly. What you want is a pass to all the concessions. Let me see now if I got a knife in the short beer. Oh, here you are, my friend. This will take care of both of you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Shields. Oh, but this card is blank.
There ain't nothing on it, Bud.
Exactly, and you have nothing on me, my little humbug. You're the 14th mastermind that's tried that same gag today. Thanks for coming in, Colonel. Watch the step as you go out.
Well, that's nice work, McGee. I knew you could do it.
Do what?
Muppet.
Oh, there was no harm in trying it. Hey, get a load of that colored fellow with his head through the canvas there. You're supposed to hit him with a baseball.
Oh, yeah.
The old African dodger. I'm going to try a few shots at him. Watch this, Molly. See how he dodges.
Dodges, Fords, or Cadillacs. Protect with Johnson's Auto Wax.
Go back and see Dan, Harpo.
What?
How much, Bud?
10 balls for a dime, brother. 10 balls for a dime. Throw them as fast as you like. Throw them as hard as you like. Game of skill and concentration. Yes, sir. Step right up. Thank you. You first, madam.
No, thank you. You try it, McGee. I might hit him.
Oh, look out there, thunderclouds. Here they come. Watch this, Molly. Watch him duck.
Oh, no. Wait, McGee. That's Silly Watson. Heavenly day, Sylvius. What are you doing in there?
Hi, ma'am. How are you, boss?
Hi there, Sil. Say, ain't you scared somebody's going to sock you with one of these baseballs?
Yes, sir. I ain't.
Oh, he ain't, huh? Pretty good dodger, eh?
Yes, sir. Nobody can never hit me with nothing, boss.
How did you ever get this job, Silly?
I learned this from my brother, Considerable Watson, please, ma'am. He the best dodger what they is, ma'am.
What show's he working with, Sil?
Oh, he ain't never been with no show, boss, but he been married 6 times. Go ahead, boss, show him.
Oh, McGee, look. Look at the Scotchman in the kilt with his face all scratched up.
His bagpipe must have had a blowout. Hey there, Scotty, what happened to your face?
Oh, it was only a wee accident, laddie.
Well, what happened?
Well, you see, madam, after I crawled under the fence to get into the show, I was counting my change to see how much money I'd saved.
Yes?
And I happened to drop a penny into the lion's cage. It was a tight squeeze between the bars, but I made it.
You crawled in the lion's cage after it? Why, shucks, Bud, what for? What's one penny?
Well, as for that, laddie, what's one lion?
So, let's sit down a minute, McGee. My feet are getting tired.
Okay, let's sit over there by the bandstand. They're getting ready to play something.
McGee.
Yeah?
Will you please get me a glass of pink lemonade?
Oh, now, Molly, you don't want none of that stuff. You know how they make pink lemonade?
How?
They put 2 drops of lemon juice into a barrel of water.
Well, what makes it pink?
It blushes every time they call it lemonade.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, over this way for one of the great free attractions of the Capper and Shill Colossal Carnival. Miss Audrey Call, accompanied by Marcelli's band, playing her own arrangement of The Witch of Harlem. Audrey Call!
Thank you.
what do you want to see next? How about riding on the Ferris wheel?
Oh, no thanks, McGee. It's bad enough to go round and round without going up in the air at the same time.
How about the fire eater, Molly? They say he eats broken bottles, light bulbs, and razor blades and all that stuff.
Heavenly days. Why do you want to see him?
I'm going to feed him some of that shortcake you made this morning. Don't you get it, Molly? I says I'm going
to... Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. How about that tent over there?
What does it say on it?
Jawak.
J-A-W-A-C. Oh, Jawak. It must be kind of a hyena or something, McGee. Mm-hmm. It says the great Jawak, but it don't say what it is.
Well, I ain't going to toss 20 cents away without finding out what for. Hey, bud, what's in that tent over there?
Yes, what on earth is a Jawak?
Why, that isn't a Jawak. That's J-A-W-A-C. Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner, and let me tell you folks, it'll make your car look like new again. Why, all you have to do is...
Do you work here, Harpo?
Why, I certainly do.
What's your job, Mr. Wilcox?
I'm a barker for the hot dogs. Arf! 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 Arf!
He's quite a wag, Harpo is, giving me a tail like that.
Well, where now, McGee?
How about the snake charmer?
Oh, no, not me. I don't like him.
Oh, don't be like that, Molly. Snakes is real friendly critters when you get used to them. Come on, let's go in. Two tickets, bud.
Okay, brother. Two out of a dollar. There you are. Count your change, sir.
Two out of a dollar. 20, 50, 60, 70. Hey, I'm short 20 cents.
That's why I told you to count your change. There you are. Go right in, sir.
Honest kind of a guy, wasn't he, Molly?
Yeah, they're real polite at this carnival, mm-hmm. McGee. I suppose they find out if you're ticklish before they pick your pocket.
Hey, look at them snakes. Ain't them beauty?
No.
Oh, now, Molly, don't be like that. They won't hurt you. Will they, sis?
Not if you don't get too close to them, mister. Now, that one over there wouldn't hurt nobody. In fact, he didn't seem to have no appetite lately at all.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, sick? He ain't, no. He ain't had no appetite since the midget disappeared.
What is it, grief or indigestion?
I don't know, mister. Now, this snake here. Come here, Julius. This is Julius. He's an African snake.
Oh, I know. A boa contractor.
Constrictor.
Huh?
Constrictor.
Yeah, they ought to be.
So should our sponsors. That's terrible.
Did you ever get bit, sis?
Oh, no. Julius is awful playful. Want to hold him, lady?
No! Take him away.
How about you, mister? Come on, he's real friendly. Ain't you, Julius? See? He's laughing.
He is, huh? You hear that, Molly? Julius was laughing.
Sure, I can hear him from here.
What did he say then, sis?
He says if he loses any more air, he'll be running on the rim. Come on, McGee, I've had enough.
Okay. So long, sis.
Come again, mister. Julius likes you.
Well, that's nice. So long, Julius.
Wow.
Heavenly days, McGee. That place gives me the creeps.
Oh, snakes ain't so bad, Molly. I kind of like the little things. I mind the time I had me the snake farm in Florida. Why, businessmen used to come from all over the country to get help on their income tax. Why, one...
What on earth did the income tax have to do with your snake?
I raised adders. Why, one time in 1907... No. Now, this, in 1907 this time, or was it 6? No, 1908. Well, let's see now. Seven. When were we married, Molly?
Hush, McGee. Can't a girl forget?
Yes, sir, folks, right this way.
Oh, there's old man Shill.
Only a dime, 2 nickels, 10 pennies. Try your luck on the still on the wheel of fortune. Round and round and round it goes. And where it stops, nobody knows. Except me. Try your luck, folks. Only a dime. Only a thin dime, Soprano.
Well, let's try it, McGee. It's only a dime. Maybe I can win one of those beautiful blankets. They're real Navajo.
I'll say so. And you can never hope to win one. Never. Ain't funny, McGee.
Never know your luck till you try, brother. You never know. Now, just for fun, name a number without charge. Any number.
14.
14, yes, yes. I have a feeling that's a lucky number for you, my little Weisenheimer.
Oh, yes.
Yes, now, let's see. I'll give it a whirl and see where it stops. And if you're right, I'm full of hops.
Huh?
I mean hopes, yes. Watch the wheel, friend.
Hmm.
14 it is, madam. Too bad you didn't have a dime on that one. But that's how it is. When it looks bad, it's good, and when it looks good, it's bad.
That's right.
You know the old saying,
huh?
Rosie tonight and Fanny tomorrow. Yes, yes.
Give me a dime, McGee.
Huh?
Well, I won once, didn't I?
Yeah, and that's probably a record for the week on this wheel. How about it, Bud? Anybody won anything on this thing?
Why, what a question, what a question. Only 5 minutes ago, my young friend, a customer took one whirl and won a gold watch.
No. Probably come back later and get the works. Okay, Molly, here's a dime. Here's a dime, Bud.
Thank you, my little skeptic. Here's your paddle, madam. Yeah. 5 numbers. Now watch them closely.
All right.
Here she goes. Round and round and round she spins. And when she stops, somebody wins. My foot slips. Yes, yes. Watch closely, madam.
That's the wheel of the wagon is broken.
Ah, 67. You got number 67, Molly?
No, sir. I'm very sorry. Very sorry. 67 was not on that paddle.
Why,
no.
It is, too. Look at this.
Why, there you are, Bud. Plain as the nose on your face. Almost. Number 67.
Number 67. Yes, yes. Well, I'll be... If this wheel isn't fixed by morning, that's twice somebody's won this wheel. Yeah.
All yes, right. Give me the prize.
Yeah, you certainly won, my little plunger. Number 67 wins the old kitchen clock.
Well, now, isn't that beautiful, McGee?
The old kitchen clock. That's the song that won in Marcelli's song contest. We had so many requests to repeat it, folks, that we thought this would be as good a way as any to get it into the program again.
Just a minute.
What's the matter?
There's a young man that goes with a clock to sing the chorus.
Oh, do tell.
Come out, Mr. Hannon. My friends, this is Bob Hannon.
Oh, the minute Hannon?
No, our Hannon.
Oh.
Keeps a ticking winter, summer, spring, and fall. And when Grandma would bake, she would time her bread and cake by the kitchen clock a-hanging on the wall. For the years have rolled by and the old folks have gone, something keeps a ticking on and on. It's the old kitchen clock, and it never seems to stop. Will it keep on running after I am gone? Never seems to stop. Will it keep on running after I am gone? After I am gone.
As I told you a while ago, you can easily make your car shine like new with Johnson's Auto Cleaner. After you have the car shining, you'll want to protect the finish so it will stay beautiful. The one sure way to save the finish is to give it a coat of wax protection. And when I say wax, I mean Johnson's Auto Wax. Dirt can't stick to the hard wax polish. Harsh weather conditions have no effect on the shining wax finish. It saves money to Johnson wax your car, saves the finish, saves car washings. And it's easy to do the job yourself with this new improved Johnson's Auto Wax. If you prefer, your garage or service station will Johnson wax your car for you at small cost. Just see that your car is protected right away with Johnson's Auto Wax.
Hurry, 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 hurry. All right, folks, step right up and see one of the major mysteries of biology. See, what's this? Half man, half woman. Only a dime, 10 cents, folks, a tenth part of a dollar.
Give me two, bud.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Step right this way. One word of warning, folks. Don't give Potts a cigar while she's knitting. It makes him drop stitches. Go right in, folks. Step right in.
Oh, I don't believe it's worth a dime, McGee.
Oh, I don't know. Half man and half woman, that's only a nickel apiece. Hey, anyway. Hi, bud. Are you, the half man, half woman?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Heavenly days, isn't nature wonderful?
Well, you wouldn't think it was so wonderful if you were me.
Why, what's the matter, bud? Why not?
Well, I went to a dance last night, and I didn't know whether to lead or follow, and I nearly broke my neck.
How do you pass the long winter evening, bud? Or ma'am, as the case may be.
Oh, in the winter, the carnival lays off, you know.
Oh.
So I play bridge with the half-girl, half-man from another circus. Oh, we have a circus, the four of us.
Well, now, that's fine. Well, we're glad to have met you, mister, or sister.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
About ready to go home, Molly?
Oh, aren't we going to stay for the exhibition, McGee?
Huh? What exhibition?
Why, a man is diving off a 50-foot tower into a tub of water in just a little while.
Oh, shucks, that stuff's the bunk, Molly. Don't waste your time waiting to see that old...
McGee, it's free.
That's what I says. We shouldn't miss a sight like that.
And what a sight to see a happy car owner dive into his can of Johnson's new auto wax and cleaner to protect his car from dust and road filth.
Getting warm in this tent. When does it start, Molly?
Oh, just a few minutes, I think. Here comes the snake charmer. We'll ask her. Oh, dearie.
Hey there, sis.
Oh, hello there. You calling me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, when does the man do the high dive into the tub of water?
Oh, in about 15 minutes. I guess he will, anyway. He told me he didn't feel so good today.
Oh. He'll feel worse tomorrow if he misses that tub.
Oh, he ain't never missed yet. He's the best one we've had.
How many have you had?
Oh, we got to get a new one every day or so. Somebody's always forgetting to fill the tub.
Well, I hope that fella don't fail to make that high dive today, because we're staying to see it.
Yes.
I want to see if he does it as graceful as I'd done it when I was with the old yellowback Grimshaw outfit. Mm-hmm. I used to dive from a 110-foot scaffold into a bucket of feathers.
Horse feathers.
Why, when Fibber McGee, the flying flash of the feather flip, was on the bill, folks would come from thousands of miles around just to see...
Hiya, Joe. What's the matter?
Oh, Doper with the diver ain't showed up. We ain't got nobody to do the high dive, and there's 1,000 rubes all ready to tear the show apart.
Oh, for heaven's sake, can you imagine? Oh, say, Joe.
What?
Here's a guy that can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why, he used to be with the Grimshaw Show. Sure, he used to dive from 110-foot into a bucket of flowers. Of feathers, I mean. He just told me so.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute.
Wait, nothing, Doc. You're just the guy for the job. Just 10 bucks in a tune. Now, listen, come on.
Okay,
you
okay, let go of me. I'm
Hey, oh, dear. Heavenly days, he didn't want to do it.
Sure, I know, lady. That's the way it is in the profession. Nobody wants to take no other guy's job. But it's okay, and 10 bucks is 10 bucks.
Oh, sure. It'll buy some nice flowers.
Go on, lady. You're a pessimist. Now, where was you born?
Oh, dear, don't bother me with that now. I've got to go help McGee. Where is this tower they dive from?
Oh, at the end of the row of tents, lady. You can't miss it.
No, but McGee can. Oh, dear, why does he always get himself into... Come with me, dearie, I might say.
Oh, there he is, in the pink tights.
Them ain't tights, that's his long underwear. Oh, he's going up the ladder. McGee, don't do it. Stop, McGee, come down.
Oh, don't be like that, lady. He'll be okay. Look, what's he stopping for?
Heavenly days, he's coming down again.
Yeah, probably forgot something. Come on, let's go over and see what...
McGee, what on earth are you doing?
Hey, listen here, buddy, I thought you was a diver.
Well, I am, but...
Well, then go on up there and do your stuff.
Now, just a minute there, son. Let me take a look at that tub. Where'd this water come from?
What do you mean, where'd it come from? Good, clean city water right out of the hydrant.
Aha, just as I thought. Come on, Molly, the deal's off.
Hey, wait a minute. What's the matter with that tub?
It ain't the tub, it's the water. You don't catch me diving 50 foot into hard water.
Just as car owners depend on Johnson's Auto Wax to save the finish on their cars, smart women have discovered that they can keep their floors and linoleum shining like new with Johnson's Glow Coat. This remarkable no-rubbing polish dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries without rubbing or buffing. You can do away forever with old-fashioned floor scrubbing methods once your floors are polished with Glow Coat. Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering Johnson's Glow Coat, G-L-O-C-O-A-T. And remember, you save as much as one-third when you buy Glow Coat in the larger sizes.
I wonder who'll be nominated at the Republican convention this week.
Hey, you know, I had a dream about that, Molly.
You did?
And maybe you can piece it out.
Well, what was it?
Well, sir, I dreamed I was living on the third floor of a flat.
Yes?
Well, one night a feller come up the stairs to my landing.
Landing?
And when I answers his knocks...
Knocks?
He wants to borrow my golf club.
Borrow?
Mm-hmm. What would you make of that?
Going to play golf at night. Don't you get it, McGee? The course was dark.
Oh, I get it. Dark horse. Good night.
Night, Don.
Wilcox speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.